Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is the founder and CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. And he is one of the people we've turned to over the years for a number of different things, from especially in the area of starting and growing a business, being a business owner, and also including the financial aspect of it and also the marketing aspect of it, putting your words out there, putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's been a great resource for us over the years. Rob Levin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Love
good to have you
back.
Good to have you back, as always. So I know that your thinking today is on assistance, when you need an assistant. And I'd like to wrap this all around the concept of delegating, because I remember starting my business, when I started my business the first year or two, you know, I came up in an era when executives were transitioning away from having a secretary, so to speak. And folks, don't yell at me. That's what they called them. They called themselves that back in those days. So, and or an assistant, and you know, more executives, more managers, you know, wrote their own letters. They typed their own stuff. You know, I learned how to type in high school. And so by the time I started my own business, I was completely capable on a computer. I didn't need a lot of help in from an administrative standpoint. But eventually I realized that I didn't need to be 100% extension of myself. I needed to leverage someone else. And when I started doing that, that changed my company. What do you think?
It's a total game changer. I actually remember, before I had a content marketing firm, it really came out of a media company that I have now.
New York Enterprise Report.
You know a lot about that, Jim. New York Enterprise Report. And I remember one day, and this is probably 5 or 6 years in our office, there were probably 10, the team of 10 was there or so. And I remember walking in, and everything was just getting done. The next mm-hmm. issue was getting done. The website mm-hmm. was being updated. The salespeople were bringing in orders. And I was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like. It was a really cool feeling. And then fast forward a few years later, I sold the media company. I have a content marketing firm. I run into a former New York Enterprise Report reader on the street, a younger entrepreneur that I was kind of watching because I really liked this guy, and ran into him on the street. And he had some idea that he wanted to run by me, some way to work together. And he said, look, just, he goes, you have my assistant's info. He goes, have your assistant call my assistant. I go, I don't have an assistant. He goes, what? Yeah. Are you nuts? And I, we talked a little bit about it. And a few months later, I ended up getting an assistant. This was, 6 years ago or so, 5, 6 years ago. And it's been a game changer. Even all those years at the New York Enterprise Report, I had a team that was doing stuff. I never had an assistant, somebody mm-hmm. that was helping me manage my calendar, travel plans, taking all the administrative things off of my plate, freeing me up to focus on higher value activities, whether it's working more on business development and growing the business, whether it's really spending some time to think about, how is the marketplace changing and how do we need to pivot? All companies are going through this now. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's more time to spend with my family, and free time and working out and stuff like that.
Well, you have to think about it in my opinion in two ways: leverage and investment. It's an investment that you're making in more leverage, and when we talk about an assistant, folks, in what your example, Rob, was a true assistant. But as I said earlier, I really want to talk about not just assistants, but use assistant as a metaphor for any kind of delegating, because you cannot be, your company can't be what it needs to be. Whether and no matter, this is not about getting bigger necessarily, but it can't be what it needs to be if you aren't in a position to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do, you don't need to do anymore, and promote yourself to jobs that nobody else can do. What do you think, Rob? Quickly, go to a break.
I agree 100%. I mean, it really comes down to that. Not only that feeling, but letting go, but also to empowering people. Mm-hmm. Look,
Rob, hold on to that thought. CPA. I'm gonna let you finish that when we come back after the break. You got a website quickly?
Workbetternow.com.
Workbetternow.com. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.